Oh, good morning, everyone. Hello, my name is Atsuko Taguchi. I come from Japan, Tohoku University. I'm a public health nurse and interested in health promotion community elderly. Today, I'll be talking that we develop a new health education program on dietary variety for the community elderly. The implementation person of the education program for health promotion volunteers such as community health workers. Japan has the most rapidly aging population in the world. Elderly people comprise 23% of the Japanese population in 2010, and this figure will increase to 41% in 2055. Which means that the burden of young people will become heavier. As the population ages, healthcare costs will increase, and so will the burden on national healthcare systems. Presented the disclosures. Recently, therefore, health promotion and disease prevention in the community have become widely recognized as an effective strategy for reducing healthcare costs in Japan. As one strategy, higher dietary variety can reduce the risk of mortality and the decline of activity of daily living due to aging. To implement such a strategy that reduce the risk of mortality and the decline of activity of daily living require efficient intervention by health professionals. Mobilizing health workers could be an effective way to improve health and to empower community members to improve their own health. Therefore, it seems important to explore strategies that could further encourage community involvement by community health workers. In Japan, health promotion volunteers perform activities similar to those performed by community health workers. Therefore, the purpose of this study was to develop a health education program dietary variety that the health promotion volunteers, abbreviated to HPPs, could implement with elderly people in the community. In Japan, HPPs have acted as helping resources in the community for many years. Health promotion volunteer activity oriented at the end of World War II, when a volunteer group was organized initially to improve poor hygiene conditions. They are used as a primary approach to prevent lifestyle-related diseases among local residents. In addition, they offer informal, spontaneous, and neighborly assistance and services to other residents, including counseling, education about various health concerns, and mobilization of community members and resources. Voluntary organizations have been established in municipalities. HPVs are qualified by municipality, are trained by about 80% municipality in Japan, are recruited by flyers and word of mouth, are unpaid. Method study settings. Our research was conducted in the city of Hikone, Shiga Prefecture, the population size of Hikone City, about 110,000, and the aging rate is 20%. There are 17 elementary school districts in Hikone. The number of HPVs is 159. So this is local mascot, Hikonyan. A kind of cat. So, nice to meet you. Nice to meet you. So, we selected two areas in the city, Area A and Area B. According to the elementary school district, Area A and Area B were chosen as the intervention and control groups, respectively. HPV in this area were willing to join this study. The target population was the entire dwelling elderly population who were aged 65 to 74 years, because this population requires efficient intervention that reduces the risk of mortality and the decline activity of daily living. In this regard, we excluded elderly people requiring long-term care. Recruitment and allocation of participants. Firstly, a screening survey was conducted in July 2014 of the dietary variety of the target population in both areas. The result of screening survey was 630 people in Area A and 1,055 people in Area B. I'll explain the dietary variety score that used the screening survey later in my speech. The survey was filled out by 384 people in Area A and 610 people in Area B. If they had a dietary variety score more than 4, they were excluded. There were 290 people in Area A and 359 people in Area B who had a score under 4. We asked them to join our health education program using a mailed leaflet. There are 20 applications to the health education program in Area A and 32 in Area B. Of the application, 4 in Area A and 3 in Area B were cancelled before the education program started. Moreover, a person in Area A was excluded from the analysis because he attended the education program only once. Other participants attended the education program more than twice. Therefore, we analyzed 50 people in Area A and 29 people in Area B. Participants in Area A took part in the education program as an intervention group. Participants in Area B who did not take part in the education program were the control group. The first survey, called Time 1, abbreviated T1, was conducted before the education program began in August. The second survey, called Time 2, abbreviated to T2, was conducted after the education program finished in October. The HPBs discussed and decided about the program comments with contents with the dietitian and public health nurses. There are three main aspects to the content. Health education was provided by the HPBs, giving a lecture using skits. Group discussion was used in which participants discussed their daily dietary habits and how to increase their food variety. Food tasting involved the HPBs providing simple and convenient recipes. Health education program on dietary variety was conducted from September to October 2014. Once every 2 weeks and for total sessions during each 2 hours class held in community center. First session lecture theme was what is food variety and relationship with care prevention. Health education was how much variety is enough, the function of carbohydrate. Second sessions, health education was how much variety is enough and the function of protein and vitamins. In group discussion, they talked about their habit for an unbalanced diet. Third session, health education was the quantity of food required each day. Group discussion theme was what is simple ingenuity for a health diet. In fourth session, testing foods was served as a simple and convenient recipes. Group discussion theme was what can we do to continue health lifestyle. This is a view of the education program, including health education, group discussion, and food testing. The primary outcome was the dietary variety score abbreviated to DBS of food intake frequency for 10 items. Give yourself 1 point for each food category eaten almost every day for more than 5 days throughout the group, week. If you eat the food category for less than 4 days throughout the week, give yourself 0 point. For example, if you eat broccoli every day, give yourself 1 point for number 6 green and yellow vegetables. The secondary outcome were as shown, knowledge and behavior of good dietary habits. We have to develop these items by ourselves, such as do you know the function of various foods? The diet-related quality of life, such as are you satisfied with your own dietary habits? Health competence, I use the perceived health competence scale. Social network and the social isolation, such as do you feel like I belong to your neighborhood? Analysis. We used a linear mixed model to compare the intervention group and control group, adjusted for age, sex, educational, and financial level. Next, I will discuss the findings. Firstly, these are the characteristics of study participants. There are more female than male participants in both areas. Moreover, for educational level, the percentage of high school graduates were highest. The financial level, normal, was highest. There are no significant differences between both areas for sex, age, educational, and financial level. The primary outcome of DBS, at participants ate less than 2 items, at T2, after the education program, participants ate more than 5 items. I will explain the secondary outcomes. First is the knowledge and recognition of good dietary habits. Regarding knowledge, I knew the function of various food was significantly higher at T2 than T1, changing from 4.3 to 5.1 respectively. For a behavior, I usually check the dietary ingredient level was significantly higher at T2 than at T1, increased from 2.2 to 4.4. Next, about diet-related QOL. I'm satisfied with my own dietary habit, was significantly higher at T2 than at T1, 4.8 to 5.7 respectively. And then, about the health competence was significantly higher at T2 than at T1, 22.5 to 27.9. Social network, I talk about the need for a well-balanced diet with family, relatives, friends, neighbors was significantly higher at T2 than at T1, 4.5 to 5.3. And social isolation, I feel like one of the neighboring areas also was significantly higher at T2 than at T1, 4.9 to 5.2. Discussion. Our program conducted not only to the improved dietary variety as a primary outcome, but also to the secondary outcomes. This is a mechanism diagram for the outcome of the education program. Firstly, participants could gain knowledge and recognition of good dietary habits. Secondly, the participants' dietary habits behavior included an improvement in dietary variety and checking dietary ingredient levels. Thirdly, they had an increase in satisfaction with their own dietary quality. Finally, participants improved in health competence, talked about good dietary habits, and felt the family with the neighborhood. One of these studies characteristic was the implementation by HPVs. I will discuss the meaning of the implementation by HPVs as follows. There are several reasons why the health education program by HPVs had an effect on participants. The HPVs knows the needs of community members and share community culture with the community members. The HPVs can provide the health education program from the viewpoint of community members. Our program contributed to the improved dietary variety. However, there were several limitations. In the future research, we need more study with larger study sample in order to increase the generalizability on our results. In addition, it's necessary to clarify the mechanism of the effect on participants. That is the end of my presentation. Thank you for listening.